Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, presenting Pain in the Grass Labor Day weekend. Three big days at White River Amphitheater, and it's getting closer and closer, man.
Yeah, we're just a few weeks away, BJ. We're going to be at White River all weekend long, Labor Day weekend, seeing bands like Incubus, also Sublime with Rome. We're going to be a part of it on that Friday night, which will be a blast. Saturday, you have Alice in Chains, Bush. You also have Breaking Benjamin Sunday, and a bunch of other bands as well, of course. And then on Sunday, Queensryche. You got Glorious Sun, Sammy Hagar, George Thorogood. It's going to be a fun time. Really, just we're spanning all eras of rock and roll for these 3 days. Era.
And let me just tell you, man, we still have some tickets left to the BJ and Migs party, which features the first ever BJ and Migs weenie toss. You're going to want to be there for that.
Whoever can toss the weenie the furthest and have it caught in a bun will walk away with a trophy and a championship belt.
Yeah, and of course, that party pack does get you tickets in to see all of the music of that day. And if you already bought tickets to those, you can actually get the party pack upgraded. Yep. So, your tickets will be upgraded. Either way, you get to party and see weenies. How about that?
Plus, we hook you up with food, drink, a t-shirt to commemorate the first ever weenie toss, which has a stoned hot dog on it. It's going to be pretty sweet.
All that info, you know where to go. KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah!
Scream his name, B-Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa!
B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time for B-Migs, and it's time to pump it up for Monday. It's the start of the week, but that doesn't mean it has to suck. You can get pumped up.
I'm with you.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Randy in Bremerton. Randy, are you there?
I am here.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. Goodbye. For those playing at home, Randy will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Randy, you can pass all you want, but you will only have 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Which actor who was in Taxi starred and directed in the late 80s movie The War of the Roses?
Danny DeVito?
Yes. How many meters is a lap in an official Olympic swimming pool?
100.
Yes. Russell Brand co-starred alongside Jonah Hill in what 2010 comedy?
This is the end?
No.
No. Pass.
Which state on the East Coast was nicknamed Old Dominion?
Maryland?
No.
No. Virginia?
Yes. In the movie Toy Story, what is the name of the boy next door who blows up toys?
The bully. Is it Randy?
No.
No, Sid?
Yes. In which decade was the boxing match known as the Thrilla in Manila held?
The Thrilla in Manila. What? Pass.
The first episode of Grey's Anatomy premiered in what mid-2000s year?
2007?
No! 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Oh.
Oh, well.
By Yeah, I mean.
By the way, you guys were talking about wrestling, and I was a wrestler for a while, and that blood that you see is real.
Oh. So, Steve.
My grandfather used to babysit Ric Flair.
What? So,
yeah, my
Randy
grandfather,
just.
Yeah, was in Minnesota, and they lived on the farm right next to them.
So apparently his grandfather, Randy's grandfather, used to babysit Ric Flair.
Woo!
That's awesome. This is totally random.
What
That's
a
amazing.
Random neighbor to have.
Right?
Styling, was right. he styling and profiling back then?
my grandfather used to go, see that boy right there? I babysat that boy.
That's amazing.
What a random thing to have, though.
Right?
Yeah.
You ready? Right. You ready, Steve?
Ah, yes.
Which actor who was in Taxi starred and directed in the late 80s movie The War of the Roses?
Starred in Taxi. Oh, my goodness. Michael Douglas.
No.
Danny DeVito.
Yes. There How many go. Meters is a lap in an official Olympic swimming pool?
6.
No.
9.
No.
10.
No. Russell Brand co-starred alongside Jonah Hill in what 2010 comedy?
One of the greatest movies ever made, Get Him to the Greek.
Yes. Which state on the East Coast was nicknamed Old Dominion?
New York.
No.
Massachusetts.
No.
Florida.
No. In the movie Toy Story, what is the name of the boy next door who blows up toys?
Bobby Blowy?
No.
Bobby Blowy.
Buzz Blowier?
No.
Wow. No. The Blow Man?
No.
Blow Man.
In which decade was the boxing match known as the Thrilla in Manila held?
60s.
No.
70s.
Yes. The first episode of Grey's Anatomy premiered in what mid-2000s year?
2005.
Yes. What South American country hosted the 2016 Summer Olympics?
Brazil.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, you squeak by. 5-4.
Yes. Oh, Randy.
Oh, so close.
Oh, Randy.
I tried.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did. Well, you know,
nice
call back again, Randy. It's, you know, it's just strategy, you know, when people.
Love the best.
This is a strategy
Love
issue.
Love the best.
Woo.
He did
the man. You gotta beat the man.
Oh, here we go.
Woo.
Okay, then. It's all coming back to
Woo!
You.
A lot of woos.
Yep.
Woo!
A couple of the ones that you did not get correct, Randy did get correct. He knew that it's 100 meters in a lap for an official Olympic swimming pool.
How do you know that? That's impressive.
Well, yeah, he knew it, so nice. I don't know how he did. The state on the East Coast that is nicknamed Old Dominion, he knew that it is Virginia.
So basically, Randy knew like all the smarty stuff you're
he
supposed
knew the
to
stuff.
Know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, and then he also knew Toy Story, knew the kid there. His name was Sid.
That was a good pull on his part.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't think of that kid's name.
He did very well, but unfortunately, he did fall to the man over there.
Thank you.
Congratulations,
Woo!
Steve.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when you get a question like which decade and you're sitting there pausing, trying to figure it out, it's like you're probably better off just throwing out 3 decades and hoping you
just
hit it.
Just spit it out, yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's that kind of strategy that, you know, sometimes, Steve, they don't know, which means you get the edge. So there was a pop culture website that assembled a list of what celebrities purchased with their first big paycheck.
Ooh.
I wonder that sometimes, like if like I just fell into a bunch of money, what would be the first purchase? I always lean towards a car.
Oh, really?
I don't know what kind. I would go back and forth with what I want. But if I have a bunch of money, I wouldn't have to worry so much about like a hybrid or something like that. I could just get whatever the hell I want and I'll worry about gas mileage.
Yeah.
But,
so you can get a big old Humvee or something?
Yeah, I'm bringing back the Hummer.
And that's nice. That's an easy purchase, too, because my first thought was like a house. But that's like a long thing. Like you don't get the house the
it's same
day.
It's still a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you get the car the same day.
Yeah, you can't just walk. Maybe you could. I don't even know how that would work. If I get, I want this $800,000. $800,000 house and you just had a suitcase of $800,000 in cash.
You got the money. Yeah, maybe.
Here, give me keys.
But I don't know, because at that point, do they still have to go with closing costs and all through the, I don't know.
Well, I think closing costs are really all about like loans and stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I mean, as far as I know, I mean, if you're paying cash, that's a good question. I've never done that, so I don't know. But I, but you know, buying a car, not that easy today either, because I was at the car dealership last week.
You get a new car?
No.
Oh.
I literally said this. But it wasn't because I didn't want to. I literally, honest to gosh, I said to, and this is a popular brand of car, I literally said, if I wanted to buy any car on the lot, I don't care what the make is, can I buy one today? And they said, no, we have no cars for you.
Yeah, yeah, there's no cars anywhere right now.
What?
It's insane. I mean, I thought, okay, sure, there's popular models. I get it. Those things you have to wait for. But I thought, there's got to be at least one car, because I'm seeing a bunch of cars on the lot. They can't all be reserved. So that's why I asked that question. I don't care. Truck, car, whatever. Let me buy one. They go, yeah, we can't sell you one today.
You have to pre-order right now.
It's nuts.
It's insane how.
So, Steve, you wouldn't be able to do it. You couldn't do it, Steve. Oh, if you
with
had
the right
money.
Amount of money, I could take whatever car I want off of that lot.
Well, that's a good point. If you're going to triple play or quadruple play, they'll probably figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. I hadn't thought about that.
That's a hard thing. But that's so crazy to think that you can't just kind of go somewhere. I guess a used car you could still do.
Yes.
But something new, you'd have to wait for it to show up.
Yep.
Yeah, this chip shortage is for real. And I asked somebody at the dealership, and they think maybe by summer of next year, it'll be like it used to be before COVID.
On seeing that when I talked to the people, they were saying it's going to be about 2 years out before they get back to the stock that they used to have.
Oh, okay then.
I'm just kind of hoping I could ride that one to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the amount of times I drive, I'm like, I don't know how long that will be. You know, I'm always on the road.
So actor America Ferrara is just like you. She's decided to buy a car with her first big paycheck, but it was a used car. She went out and got a used 2000 Mitsubishi Mirage for $12,000. That's what she did with her first big paycheck.
Ooh, I could get like one of those like V-dub buses just to troll my wife.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah. She'd be like, I got this big payday. I'll be home. I got a new car. And I pull up, and she comes out. She's like, what the hell? Because I want to get one of those. I love those, the new version of the V-dub buses, the electric ones.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we've seen those things? Yeah. They're pretty fun looking.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, I'll never ride that with you if you got one. I'm like, that makes me want to get it even more now, just to see. Because at some point, you're going to have to ride with me.
Yep.
And they're cool looking.
Yeah, they are.
See, thank you.
I would totally get one too. I've always wanted a VW bus.
They look like
little
spaceships.
They do look like
they
little
do.
Spaceships.
They really do look like. They look like they're in the movie Cars.
Yeah, they do.
You can put little eyeballs on the front of them.
Yeah. He looks a little smug if you look at it as a face.
Oh, those are actually eyeballs. Never mind. Goodness.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I think that'd be my first purchase, is getting one of those new VW buses.
Donald Glover says he would get when his first Donald Glover, the actor, and he's the one that played Lando Calrissian in the whole Solo movie, right? That's what I'm thinking of.
And Childish Gambino. And
that's right.
He's in Community.
Yeah. Oh, this whole time, like the Lethal Weapon guy, but that's Danny Glover.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a different guy. And
I'll be honest, I don't know who America, what was it?
America Ferrera. She's in the Hood of Traveling Pants. She's been in like a Walmart type show. I don't know.
Yeah, you guys said that name, and I was like, I don't know.
She was an Ugly Betty. She was Betty in that, too, if you ever watched that.
So no, Donald
still
Glover.
Still batting zero on me.
You probably know Donald Glover. You just didn't know you knew him. Gushers is the first thing he bought, the candy.
Gushers.
He's like,
What?
How about this? He was like, I was not allowed to have candy as a kid. So he said, I was like balling when I got my own money and I could buy my own candy.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Wow, how about that? He couldn't have candy as a kid. Jennifer Lopez, now finally, she's going your way, Steve. And you know what? She ain't going old. She bought a Mercedes. She knows what's up.
Oh, she's old school. You know, you spend that money on a car, not gushers.
Well, Tiffany Haddish, she went and bought a big box of Snickers and lollipops, Jolly Rancher sticks, Blow Pops, and Corn Nuts. Because her first check was $120.
Oh, there you go.
I respect that she still blew the amount. She's like, screw it, I'm going to spend this money, I'm going to buy stupid stuff.
I didn't know this next one. And I'm going to tell you right now, this next one is just like The Rock, except I didn't know this because this person decided they didn't have to go on all social media and tell everybody what a great guy he is and all the stuff he's doing for his family. His first big paycheck, Tom Cruise, paid for his sister's college tuition, and then with his next check, bought his other sister a car. Never knew anything about that.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because he's not The Rock.
Well, that was like back in the 70s, probably.
Wasn't that? There was no social media back then to brag.
You can't brag back then.
So you're saying if Tom Cruise was doing nice stuff today like that, he would be all over social media with it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, probably.
Well, doing normal stuff like jumping up and down on couches on talk shows.
Yeah, well, that's different. You know, he's going to let Oprah put that on her social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is your opportunity to tell us anything you want to tell us. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about. We got your calls and texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. And it is simple. You get to say what you want to say as long as you play the way Steve says to play.
Show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Ian in Puyallup, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Ian. What you got for us today, buddy?
I would go and visit my mom in Clarksville, and there was a speedway that we lived right next to, and the owner's son and I, we would get into trouble. Well, we decided one day we're going to shoot bottle rockets at each other, and then...
All right.
We got the bright idea to put a bottle rocket in a toilet.
Yes. Yeah.
So we blew a hole in the toilet, obviously, and we got caught. We got in trouble. We tried to keep it a secret, but my little brother, who was with me, told on us.
Oh, nice work.
Later on the weekend when the races happened, I decided I was going to pull a prank, and I was jumped into that stall that we blew up, and I was going to take a poo in the toilet.
Okay.
Well, I dropped the deuce, and then later on that night when everyone's, you know, gone and we're picking up, my cohort, who also got in trouble with me, was the one who ended up cleaning it up, and I heard the whole thing from outside the building.
So was the toilet still broken? Was that the idea?
Yeah, because they had found out about it on Friday, and Saturday was the races. And if my brother hadn't said anything, we'd have gotten away with it. But we got in trouble that Friday night, so it had to be blocked off for the Saturday races.
And so, if I'm understanding correctly, so you and your buddy get in trouble for this, and you then decide, you know what, I'm going to make it really worse for my buddy. I'm going to go take a dump in the broken toilet, and that's what you did later on to really, you know what, you're a good friend.
Best friend ever.
Yeah, BFFs. And that dude you hung out with, are you guys still buddies?
Yeah, we're still buddies. I'd ended up telling him about that about a year ago, and he's like, are you kidding me? He like almost blew up at me, but we're still friends.
Yeah, I think, it's a good thing you waited as long as you did, because I might have been done at that point. It's like, wait, let me get this straight. And whose little brother told on you guys?
My little brother.
Okay, so this whole story, your friend basically just got completely effed over by your whole family, and whose idea was it to blow up the toilet? I bet it was yours.
I think it was.
There we go.
It was kind of both of ours, but I was the one that put the bottle rocket in the toilet and lit it up.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing you didn't tell. If you had told me then, I would have done the math on this friendship. Like, so far, you have been responsible for all the pain in my life. I think, you know what, I'm going to go in a different direction, buddy.
But the referee, he sets off bombs in the toilet every day.
Every day.
Oh, well, there is
that. Usually they don't blow a hole in it.
That's a good point. Not always.
Usually.
Not yet. Not at least here, anyway.
At work.
Well, that's because the Rev has realized that we had to get those heavily reinforced toilets because we knew what we were up against.
I like those. Got a good question. Says this week, not a question, more of a just an assessment. They said, I gave in and I bought the famous Terramana tequila over the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And my honest opinion? It's okay. Nothing great or fantastic. I can see though why The Rock keeps pushing it. And it says, because who would buy it for taste? LOL.
Yeah.
What's the price point? That's the other thing I'd like to know.
It's not that expensive. I mean,
yeah, okay then.
Comparatively to other, like, it's not like a high-end tequila.
Is it? It's probably not the lowest end either.
No.
All right, I think he's probably hitting his mark. You know, you can't have it too crazy high because the average person's not going to go out and do that.
Right.
So I think that tastes exactly how I would expect it to taste, which is good. If it was really low end and overpriced for that, you know, for what it is, I'd be pissed. But it seems like the price point and the quality is about right.
Oh, someone wants to know. I missed the end of last week. You probably guys already covered it, but did you watch all the new episodes of Bluey just yet? I think season 3 was watched 3 total times in my house since it dropped.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I've decided, I don't want to rain on all your parades, so I'm going to go get a coffee. You guys can talk all about this
I haven't.
Show.
Dude, you'll like Tatum then, because she has no interest in watching Bluey right now.
Oh, no. What? She's done with Bluey?
I don't know if she's done with Bluey or she just likes watching. She's obsessed with watching YouTube videos on Peppa Pig theme park.
Oh.
To the point where she holds the controller. She has no idea how to work the controller, but she just yells at it going, YouTube Peppa Pig theme park, because she hears mom and dad say that whenever she wants to watch.
Oh.
So we watch these reviews of Peppa Pig's theme park over and over. And I cannot wait for October when we go. But because by then we're going to be seasoned pros. We're going to know where everything is before we even get there. But like, she just watches the same ones over and over again and thinks it's the funniest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's our world right now. This one blonde woman, I've seen her do the review every single time. Like, I can almost speak it verbatim. It's insane.
So then, how many episodes of Bluey have you watched without Tatum?
I've only watched one episode, and that's it.
All right. Well, I'm
apparently
proud of
some
you.
Controversy with this season.
Oh. Ooh.
Because
really?
Of censorship.
What?
Yeah, apparently there's some episodes that were aired a certain way in Australia that were not aired the same way here in America. And
really?
There's some people that are like losing. It's like all over the internet. I was just reading it this morning.
Gosh, yeah.
There's like
what did they do?
Well, they edited out turds on the ground from one of the characters. It's like a horse that pooped. And so they edited out the poops.
In America?
Yeah. And then one, the dad.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, every little kid has a pet in their house. Don't they see dogs and cats go to the bathroom? Why would they edit that out?
The dad got hit in the nuts, and they edited that out.
Aw. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, I guess there's one where the dad's banded. He was having a conversation talking about getting a vasectomy with one of the other parents, and they removed that to make it be about a horse tooth extraction.
Well, I will say this. I'm not sure why. Like, why do they have to have a vasectomy conversation on a kid's show? That
because
I don't understand.
It's for adults as well, BJ. These are real life things that parents have to deal with. Do you get a vasectomy or not?
Okay. I mean, I can't argue with that. That's how they used to do the old school cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
But the other two things I think are ridiculous. But the vasectomy conversation, granted, I don't think I would censor it, but I would surely ask the Bluey people, this is for the most part for kids. Why are we having a delicate operation in the groin area even discussed?
Well, they don't go in super detail. It's more like they would say, I watched a quick clip and I was just like, she's thinking maybe I should do it or I'm ready to do it, but she's not sure if we're fully done yet with getting, and then I guess they fixed that. I don't know.
Oh, and even that doesn't sound very harmful.
No.
It
goes right over the head of a kid.
And if a kid asks, I mean, aren't we at the stage where we can tell kids where babies come from at a very young age? Like, we're not embarrassed anymore. We don't make up the stork. Or are we still doing that? I don't even know.
Come on. There's some kids listening right now. I think that storks are dropping off kids.
Oh, is that what they... Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, look at me. I should be censored. Am I canceled? I think I might be canceled now.
One episode of Characters on the Toilet, they removed that. It's so
really?
Funny.
Wow.
Yeah, but there's people that are, like, legit pissed off about this, which I think is funnier.
Of course there are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean... Look, I'm pissed off just because I do get upset at American censorship. I'm showing a child a person on the toilet when they see that in their lives all the time. I really am just surprised why that would be censored. I would love to talk to the censor and go, why can't a kid see a being on the toilet? It's like they see that. It's
I'll
not
talk
like
to
we're
Walt
showing them
Disney
nudity.
And all those people over there.
Mr. Talk to Disney. Walt and Disney because they were. That's the big controversy. They were two different people. There wasn't a Walt Disney. There was Walt and Disney, and like Bennifer, they were put together and were a power couple. All right, I'm with you. Wow, and Danny, so people are losing their mind because of the censorship. Is that the idea? People are really out of their minds over it.
I don't know why he's asking you, Danny.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Oh, I thought, because I saw it. Well, I'm asking you too, Steve. But But Danny was like, I don't know why they're losing their mind over it.
You said Danny.
Oh, I just don't agree with it. Yeah. I mean, for me, it was when I was a kid, the thing that I always go back to is I watched Hocus Pocus religiously in my house. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea what a virgin was. And I didn't even question it when I was a child. But they say that over and over again because that's one of the things.
Are they sacrificing him?
No, the virgin has to bring the witches back to life by lighting a candle. And they keep talking about virgin. And I was like, I don't know what that means until I probably got till I was like 16. And then I was like, oh, it makes sense now. But it went over my head completely.
And they tried that exact same thing during the Chili Peppers set at Woodstock 99. But it went down a wrong road when they lit those candles.
Yeah.
They weren't virgins.
Yeah.
What?
That's the problem. You couldn't find a virgin at Woodstock 99.
Oh, and they also edited
the whole thing.
A texter said they edited out one episode of Bluey where The Rock came over and bought Bluey a new house and stocked it full of Terramana tequila.
Yeah, well, they should have edited that out. I'm 100% behind that censorship.
And it just occurred to me, the whole like vasectomy thing. It's like, how many kids have dogs and hearing that their dog has to get fixed?
Yeah, I never thought about what it meant.
Yeah, so like, I mean, in my head, it makes sense why a dad dog would maybe get fixed. You don't want any more puppies. I didn't really put two and two together because they're actually dogs.
No, yeah, they come off so human-like,
right.
Those dogs.
They kind of do. You forget that they're, you know, animals and they're not real sometimes.
Yeah, so people are upset. I'm assuming people are upset because of the censorship, or are they upset that Bluey did it in the first place?
No, they're upset because of the censorship. They're upset that we're not getting the same episodes that they get in Australia.
You know what? I think it's worth being upset over just because of the fact I'm tired of people making a big deal of stuff like this. That's why I would get upset over it, is like, it's not a big deal to see somebody on the toilet. It's not a big deal to have, to, you know, to talk about it. It just isn't. And why are we continuing in this country to make it a big deal where they have to censor that for children? That's what irritates me. That's the only reason I get upset, is that I think it's okay for kids to see this. Why is it a problem?
One person said, I thought America was the land of the free. That's what one person commented about this.
Well, I mean, I've been paying for stuff for a long time. Nothing is free.
Home of the Bluey.
Oh, it's the land of the free, home of the red, white, and bluey. Now yes. I get it.
There we go. Right.
I've been mispronouncing that word wrong the entire time.
Yep.
All right.
Because you're so stupid.
Jeez.
Well,
that escalated.
Yeah.
Well, these bluey people are hardcore aggressive people, man.
We're all mad, BJ.
I don't blame you. You really should be mad about something.
I'll just stick with watching Peppa Pig.
Yeah. Well, until they censor that. You pick the topic, you guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We'll take more of your calls, more of your texts at 933. And you can catch these guys at Painting the Grass. It's Breaking Benjamin on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
A few people have asked us, has anyone seen the South Park 25th anniversary concert yet? It was awesome.
No.
I forgot it even happened until I saw it on social media.
I am completely oblivious. Was this on Paramount Plus?
Yes, it was. And it was performed over at the Red Rocks Amphitheater in was that Colorado?
Yeah.
So they did like a celebration of 25 years of South Park, and they did a full-on concert with like the dude from Primus, Les Claypool was there. I think members of Rush showed up as well. It was pretty epic, dude. I just saw the video clip of them performing the song Gay Fish, the Kanye song, which I think I'm like, I can't believe that they did that live. That's so awesome. And it's like one of the members of, is it Matt or Trey that plays the bass? He's playing the instruments in this performance as well. It's pretty cool, man.
Damn, that totally flew right past me. I didn't even know that was happening.
And it's insane, though. It's a packed amphitheater of people there just to enjoy the music of South Park.
That is pretty cool.
I hope they did the Finger B song. Remember the boy band?
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
That's one of the greatest episodes when they started the boy band.
I forgot about that.
If anyone knows if they performed that, let me know. I'm sure it might be on YouTube because a bunch of the performances are on YouTube.
So that's what was going. Now I'm, you know what? Now it's coming back to me. I didn't realize. I was like, well, I don't understand why they're all getting. Well, what are they? I didn't realize they were playing the music of all the songs that have been in South Park. Now I just totally did not read that right when I was seeing it on my app.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So if you have Paramount Plus, you can watch it now. But it's got like Primus, Ween, bunch of other special guests, and it's all them performing songs from the show's 25-year history.
That's amazing. And is anybody still watching the show? Because I still watch. I don't watch all the episodes. It feels like if I watch the first 5-6 episodes of the season, I'm pretty much done.
Yeah, but I haven't watched an episode. Every time I see like we play like a trailer for the new season, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to watch that, and I never get around to it.
Well, it's same. Or like I'll go on a binge of like 3 or 4 in a row, and then they lose me after that.
Yeah.
That's about what's going on with me.
Oh, they got Uncle Effer. They do that song.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Your blanking face, Uncle Blanker.
Steve, do you have Paramount Plus?
I don't think I do.
Then you're out of luck.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
I'm sure as heck not going to get it just for this.
No, they don't have enough on there for you. But the Beavis and Butthead movie's on there too. But and all the Beavis and Butthead stuff.
Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe was pretty amazing.
I might want to do it just to grab the Beavis, watch that, do a trial.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
I got
to
time it, right? Make sure I'm going to get my money's worth or my lack of spending money's worth. But, you know, you can only do a trial once in life, so you can't. I got to make sure I can get as much out of it as I can.
Yeah, go for it, buddy.
This actually does look pretty cool. I'm looking at some of the reviews on it, and people are just saying it was like an epic, epic performance.
And there was a crowd there as well?
Oh, yeah, full group, amphitheater.
That would have been cool to be there to see that live.
Wow, they did like 32 songs. I'm just looking at the list, and like Ween did some songs. Primus did a couple of just their songs, like Jerry Was a Race Car Driver. Yeah, so this is really cool.
Somebody texted and said, I was there for that Red Rock show, and it was blanking epic. Les Claypool played the bass better than anybody I've ever seen in my life. Another person said, Steve, unfortunately, no Finger B into your life.
Oh, that is not on the list right here.
Aww.
How do you not do that song? That might be like the third best South Park song ever.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if maybe they thought Paramount Plus was like, they could have still taken it out.
They Uncle Blanker.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of interesting ones here. So
I had no idea they did this. Apparently, they signed a $900 million deal renewing South Park for 6 more seasons and committing them to 14 movies on Paramount Plus.
Oh, wow.
$900
million? $900
million. Wow, that's a lot of, you know what, you are set for life kind of money.
Wouldn't that be fun to go like back in time and like go visit Matt and Trey and be like, guys, this stupid cartoon that you guys are doing that looks just completely juvenile and it's not like high budget will one day make you $900 million. They'd probably be like, you're full of crap.
Yeah, they wouldn't believe you. Oh, just like the Mike Judges of the world, they probably wouldn't believe you.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. And that's a lot of movies, which I feel like we're going to get to Adam Sandler territory, where is it going to be every other one, every third one? I just can't imagine 14 movies, you're going to get a lot of quality, but who knows?
Someone has a question first. I don't know if you guys saw this, but a radio person from Canada just had a statue for her made, which I thought was pretty cool. I was wondering if you guys were going to get a statue done of yourselves, what kind of pose would you be in?
Wow.
Yeah, apparently, like with this, a city in Ontario, I believe it was, they spent $100,000 for this radio lady by the name of Rosalie Tremblay. I guess she's the girl with the golden ear.
The girl with the golden ear.
She was like a music director for a radio station there. It must be like a, it looks like somewhere like kind of like Toronto, Windsor, Ontario.
Yeah, that's near Detroit.
Yeah.
So, I would imagine in that area, so, you know, the whole, a lot of the Detroit area could hear that station too.
And she was the music director there from 1968 until 1984. And now they just made a statue in tribute of her.
Well, when the idea of having a golden ear is someone that can pick out a hit song mm-hmm. when they hear it the first time, throw it on the radio, and there was a lot of pride in being able to say, I broke this song, I broke this band. And for the most part, it was dudes that were always the ones getting credit for this. So it was cool that here she was in the late 60s, a woman
yeah.
who was considered like she just had a great ear for music.
Well, I think like locally, I mean, you know, Kathy Faulkner from our yeah. station, and I mean, she had a lot to do with some of the great bands, even Damon Stewart as well, some of the great like Seattle bands getting exposure and eventually breaking out to be huge bands like Alice in Chains and Pearl Jam, and then got like Marco Collins from The End when
yeah.
he was there. I mean he had a huge influence on some of the bands that we still listen to, from Beck to Weezer to even like a Radiohead, or you know, Green Day too, and No Doubt. Like he was a guy that championed a lot of those bands before anyone else did.
That is a lost art, because I'm not sure the current state of our business today has anybody with golden ears like that, because it's all just so run by whatever. I mean, we're lucky because we still have Ryan and Taryn, who are pretty much doing the music for us, so we're really lucky. But there are other radio companies where nobody has that kind of say, and therefore, if you have a golden ear, nobody cares. So, yeah, that's a hell of a talent, because I could never pick. I used to pick songs, and they would all laugh at me over the course of my career, because none of them went anywhere, you know. So I was the guy with the rusted ear.
Yeah, I remember when I was younger, I was a little bit more like, I bugged the boss a bunch of times, like, you have to be playing this band, you have to. And I'd make it never, more often than not, he's like, just leave me alone. And there was a couple bands, like, I remember being, oddly enough, Incubus is going to be playing. I remember when that song, Pardon Me, first was released, I was like, why do we have to be playing this? We have to be playing. And finally, got a shot. And not, obviously got a shot in a bunch of places. It wasn't just here. But, like, I was the first, like, to be bugging him, like, hey, this band Incubus is awesome. And at first, he was like, leave me alone. And then finally, he's like, that one was a good one.
Like, the tasteless there, maker strikes again.
Right? Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Squirrel gets that nut when he's blind, regardless, sometimes.
Yeah.
Isn't that the saying?
That's the saying.
Close. But go back to the statue. If you're going to be posed in the statue, that's what the texter asked.
I got mine. That's easy,
on
man.
The toilet?
Well, thinking man on the toilet.
Ooh.
So the guy is like sitting like that.
Yeah.
You get a couple of rolls sitting down by my feet in a toilet. Yep.
That seems right.
Yep.
Yeah, like the thinker, but toilet thinker.
Yep, totally.
Okay.
So
I'm like
picturing you, Rev, like the Rocky pose. You know, but instead of Rocky gloves, you have the Thanos.
Oh, dude, that'd be so cool.
Gloves.
All right, I like yours better.
Wow, that's a much more inaccurate but positive statue for me.
Yeah, right? I like that one more.
Just mix both. Wear the gauntlet, do the thinker pose.
Boom.
With the gauntlet on the toilet. Boom.
This nice. Is the thank tank we needed for
yeah.
statues.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like how we hashed that
just
out.
Just be careful which stone you wipe yourself with, because you could cause a lot of problems.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Danny, yeah. I see him on a skateboard.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, and with a actual working chain on the statue for a wallet chain.
Oh, so it jingle jangles? And his
yeah.
keys, too.
That would get stolen all the time, though. That'd be
yeah.
the bad thing about that.
But people could hang stuff from it,
yeah,
kind of like when they
could.
Dress up like,
yeah.
you know, Ken Griffey Jr.
And, of course, the statue has to be in Bremerton.
You know
that's
what?
The only place to put
yes.
it.
Yes, yeah, oh, of course, totally. Right by the Bremerton sign.
That's,
yes.
That's fair, but I think that people would just, like, hang truck nuts on it or something.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, there we go.
Danny, you can't choose how we do your truck nutty
okay.
sort of wallet chain thing.
All
that's
right.
how it's going to be done. Me, it's just going to be having me yelling anywhere, whatever you want. Just have me
with
just yelling.
With crossed arms and a smug face.
And you're walking poles.
Walking poles. You can't cross his arms.
Oh,
wow.
There it is.
One walking pole, the other one on the ground, so you're holding like one of those like megaphone cones.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
And you hit a button and it just yells things at you.
Oh,
that's the thing about a statue is, yeah, exactly. That's a great, because you don't get to pick your own statue usually, because you're gone. They don't ever make
Wait.
A statue. Is she still alive?
I don't know.
I don't think she is. Usually when you get a statue, you're dead.
I mean, she called it a day in 84. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? I kind of want mine like looking like I'm pointing at somebody, but if you pull the finger, it farts.
Please.
Yes. Of course you do.
I love that.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes.
I think that really did will sum up your life.
Oh, yeah. And you got to be wearing your wrestling trunks.
Yeah. And the jacket.
And the jacket.
And that, ridiculous jacket.
And then lights up.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right.
You pull the finger, I fart, and the jacket lights up.
At least it's a tasteful statue. I was a little worried for a minute there.
Yeah.
And Vicky's statue, whatever you do, you're going to have to put like a lot of signs around there. Otherwise, people are going to trip over it.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I think it's a small statue with a giant purse. And like how people throw money into a water.
Oh, it's the wishing purse.
It's the wishing purse. You just throw whatever you want in there.
I love it.
Yeah.
It just disappears.
I want to be hiding somewhere. Just the purse is going to be like the center focus. And then you're like, oh, there's the teeny tiny little statue.
That's like a little gnome statue.
With a purse.
Yeah, like a lawn gnome. All right, there we go.
One of our neighbors has a bunch of gnomes in their front yard, and I always think of your daughter when I'm like, she would lose her mind if she walked by this.
Oh, yeah.
I know that when Sarah and J-Rubs get a house, it's going to look just like that.
It's going to be a bunch of gnomes?
Yeah, I'm sure J-Rubs won't be happy about it, but what are you going to do? You know, you happy wife, happy life kind of situation.
Would Sarah's statue be twerking, or would it be on a stripper pole?
Oh.
Why not both?
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I think she would be a gnome that twerks.
Okay.
That's exactly, you know what?
And it's sound activated.
All right.
Hey. So all of a sudden, the booty starts popping when like music goes by. Little gnome booty.
Okay.
No?
That's fine.
I Googled twerking gnomes. They got them.
Oh, God.
We should definitely have Joey, you know, basically missing a basket to really typify his life.
Aww.
A statue by a basket.
Yeah.
And you put the ball in it, and it shoots it, and it shoots it so far away from the hoop.
Yeah.
It never gets anywhere near it, no matter what direction you point it at.
It'll never go in.
There's a button at the base of it. You press it, and it gives you a crappy pickup line.
I love this plan.
I think I'm going to have to buy that twerking gnome for your daughter for her wedding gift.
There really is a twerking gnome?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right.
And it's got two hearts for eyes.
Oh, that's adorable.
That's, nobody really needs that, Steve. Thank you.
No, I know one person that does.
No, there's no guarantee that anyone's moving out of the house after the wedding, which means that'll be in my house, and I really don't want that.
You don't want that like on top of the fireplace?
Yeah, really, I don't need that.
You'd rather it in the fireplace, I'd imagine.
Right? You know what? It does make good kindling. I'll go there. So Ryan Castle, how about this? He is on vacation. So we have a good bud. I know, really. Vacation. But you know what? In his stead, we have a good bud returning to the KISW airwaves. We are going to catch up with Jolene. She's back. We'll be talking with her at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
Well, we really just have one question, and that is, Jolene, how are you?
DJ! Migs, everybody! Hi, I've missed you guys.
New phone, who is this? Holy smokes, it's been a minute.
Right? Yeah, more like 7 years. Yeah.
Has it been 7 years? Wow. It doesn't feel like it's been that long.
My last show was in 2015, and then I filled in for Ryan a couple of times, and then I checked in during the 50th anniversary, too.
Of course you did. Yeah, we had to talk to you on the 50th. Well, this is so awesome, Joe, is Ryan Castle's on vacation all week long, and so it's like, you know what, we really need to, you know, bring back the best.
Oh,
someone even said, "Hey, Jolene had the best intro ever. I always loved hearing the song. Jolene got me pumped every time. Please tell me we'll be hearing that on the KISW airwaves again."
Ooh, I don't know about for today, but maybe I can talk to somebody and see if we can get something figured out for tomorrow.
Pressure's on,
right?
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, Joe, it is. I know lots of cool things have been happening, man. You've been doing. You're doing radio in a lot of places. So, I mean, you are killing it. And we're so happy to have you back here in Seattle for this week.
Thank you so much. It's just killer to be back with everybody and to be saying the call letters and, you know, to embrace and give the radio hugs to all the rockaholics.
And of course, in case you didn't know, Jolene, man, she was just holding down the nights and just a queen of the music scene here in Seattle. And so awesome to have her give you the 12 pack, which Jolene is going to do up next, right here at the fine radio station that we call The Rock. Love you, Jolene.
Love you, BJ.
BJ and Mix play of the day.
What stupid way did you get back at someone, or did someone get back at you?
Someone texted and said, I banged my teammate's mom for telling my girlfriend what happens on the road while we were playing D1 football.
Wow.
So you really doubled down on being awful.
Yeah.
You're banging someone behind your girlfriend's back, and then you get dined out for it, which, okay, that person, you know, crossed whatever line of whatever code you guys had. And then you're like, you know what? I'll learn him. I'm going to bang his mom.
So here's what I want to know in that situation.
Is the mom hot? I'd like to know that, too.
BJ and Mick. Mornings on The Rock 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes, where we'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.